And a very warm welcome to this Tuesday's Green Team. It's the Environment Show every Tuesday from 1 o'clock. Of course, a very warm welcome to my co-host every Tuesday, Tatiana Abella, co-founder of Goombook.com. Good afternoon, Tatiana.
Hi, Siobhan. How are you?
How are you?
Good.
Are you well?
Yes.
Are you feeling green?
Totally.
What have you been up to? You've always busy, always out and about and going to various different events and talks and workshops. And
yeah, there is actually one tomorrow in Abu Dhabi from the Heroes of the UAE, organized by the EWS-WWF. So I'm really looking forward to that. Many events coming up also because of World Environment Day on the 5th of June.
Yes.
So people want to get involved. There's tree planting events, conferences, and of course the Green Awards.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very busy.
All events listed on your website, of course, if you want to get involved.
Yeah. Good. Special days.
And what's exciting about today, in fact, it so happens that today falls on the same day that it is World Diversity Day, I should
exactly.
say.
Exactly. It's an international day for biological diversity.
Mm. There's a focus this year on marine biodiversity.
Yes.
Which is great. Maybe we can do something about that later on, but we sort of focus more so on land diversity today, aren't we?
Mm. Yeah. Generally, it's very interesting to focus on this in the UAE. A lot of things are happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an interesting week, I think, as well, Tatiana. I've been following a lot of stories. I think it was more so last week now, I should say. There was the announcement, of course, of the new Dubai Zoo, which
yes.
everyone was really excited about. And I think it's so welcome to have this
finally.
This site. They finally found a place, and it's really exciting. I don't know the exact details. I think it was just a very simple announcement so far, but hopefully we'll get some more sooner. I live just near the zoo, and you know, it really is time, I think. So
yeah.
Also the announcement of the, I think that was a couple of weeks ago, about Kalba and the ecotourism project in Sharjah, which
yes.
is really exciting. So I think a lot of people, you know, when I was talking about biodiversity, a lot of people were like, where is bio? Where, you know, what is going on
there's
in the UAE?
There's very little awareness.
There's very little happening. And it was interesting. I was reading an article with one of our guests coming up later on as well, Tatiana, with about the fantastic photo exhibition. And they apparently had a very similar response when they said, listen, we want to do a big photographic exhibition about the wildlife in the UAE. And apparently someone went, what wildlife? What are you talking about? You know.
Yeah.
And yet they've got over 100 photographs of all the various different species
yeah,
here. It's there.
Astonished.
It's out there. And what's great is that, and hopefully this show will highlight, is there is a lot happening in the various different emirates to do with biodiversity and conservation and eco projects.
Yes, mm. definitely. And the good news is that it's happening all the emirates. Usually we hear a lot about Abu Dhabi and Dubai, but definitely Sharjah, Fujairah, Umm Al Quwain, they're all getting very active. It's beautiful to go there and actually see how they do it, their projects, and how wildlife there sometimes is more protected than here around the big cities.
Mm. Well, would you like to have your, I don't know if you had a project or a story of the week you'd like to tell us about before we get into our guests?
No, I usually have my little product of the week, which is the turtle pack, because also...
Oh, yes, Turtle Day. Is that tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, and of course you have World Turtle Day tomorrow, and then the WWF also has a Turtle Day next week. And a lot of things are going on here with different organizations to
That's
protect
right.
the turtles, mm. tag them, see where they go, where they nest, where they feed. It's very interesting because this is a very rich region for turtles. Many times people just walk by the beach in the morning, they will find the turtles. Some, unfortunately, many of them sick or dead. Mm. But the good thing is you have places where you can bring them. So this is something people... should be aware. If you find a turtle, please take it, contact us, or just Google turtle rescue, and the Burj Al Arab has a fantastic
yeah they do an amazing
rescue center.
Mm.
And the good news is also that next week there's going to be a turtle release in the Minas Salam, where everybody is invited to go, especially children. I think it's fantastic. They're going to have 6 big hawksbill turtles that are going to be tagged, and 100 baby turtles.
Oh, wow.
And all of them will be released. So it's an amazing thing to yeah. see. And
back into the wild from whence
back
they came.
Into the wild. Mm. Yeah. I mean, imagine these turtles, especially the big ones. They went to the sea years ago, and they came back and couldn't find a beach, but like a huge
yeah.
city.
Yeah.
And that's a problem, because then they don't know where to go nest.
Yeah.
And in their system, they have to go where they come from. So Even the WWF is working with corporates and big industries to make sure they don't build, for example, factories, cement factories or oil rigs where turtles go. And the good thing is, finally, these companies call and ask, which is a change of mind, which is quite important, where they mind about where they're going to build their next project.
There's been a great awareness, I think, about turtles, and it's just fantastic. I think a couple of years ago you wouldn't have known, but now there's there's even cuddly toys, and there's all sorts of awareness, education. And what I love is that it's really firmly based on education. And I know even kids in the schools, they learn about the turtles, the endangered species, and what to do, and etc. So yeah. I think congratulations to everyone who's been part of it. But tomorrow is Turtle Day. And what's this turtle pack you've been talking
about? Basically, there are two turtle packs. One is available at EWS WWF, and for 200 dirhams, you participate to tag a turtle. And then the project lasts a year. They will follow the turtle and understand then their life and their threats also around the Gulf region. And there's another turtle that just has been launched by Jumeirah Group. It's they sell it in the hotels, and it also helps the rescue team in the rehabilitation center in the hotel, and it helps also create awareness. So you can choose the one you prefer, size, shape. But I have to say, they're great for birthday gifts. Yeah. I mean, especially when I don't know what to give, I'm fed up also of those plastic toys that will last a week and then they will throw it away and never look at it again. I'd rather buy a turtle, and it's meaningful, so it stays there, and there's money who went for a project behind it. So.
Right, that's a great idea. Well, I think that's a great product of the week. Thank you for telling us about those. And buy a turtle tomorrow, a turtle pack, or have a think about them and find out more tomorrow, because it is Turtle Day. Thank you, Tatiana. Let's just introduce what's coming up on the programme before we also introduce our guests. It's really a pleasure, in fact, to be having a chat when we come back, in fact, after the break with our first guest is Dr. Majid Al-Qasimi, who is a veterinarian at the Al Ain Zoo. Really looking forward to having a chat with him about his work there at the zoo. The animals that feature there, just I think the breeding conservation projects, and also some of the expansion plans as well. Have you been to the Al Ain Zoo?
I took my kids.
It's great. It's I went fantastic. There a few years back. I was really impressed, actually. Yeah. We'll also be listening to an interview I spoke just earlier this morning with Paul Verkammen, who's the operations manager at the Sharjah Breeding Centre for Endangered Arabian Wildlife. And he's got details about this new ecotourism project in Sharjah, in particular, it's called Kalba, which is this amazing space. I had no idea. It's got these incredible mangroves, and it's got one of the most, I think, the most important mangroves and home to animals not seen anywhere else in the region. So it's a very, very important area, and it's going to become a conservation area. So we've got more details about that. And also, if you've been around the Burj Khalifa recently, down the Burj Boulevard, you may have spotted this great exhibition which is up at the moment. It's called Wild Arabia with National Geographic Al Arabia. And we're going to be having a chat going live to Paris with Caterina Lo Mascolo, who is the founder partner with Universe K, an art, design, life, performance company, and the creators of this great project.